This Wednesday, December 8th, Cancer Free Economy Network will host a virtual town hall on PFAS incineration. The Capital Region learned in 2020 that the Norlite Hazardous Waste Incinerator in Cohoes had been burning PFAS containing firefighting foam for 2 years. For more on Wednesday's event, we're joined by panelist, researcher, and Bennington professor, Dr. David Bond. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Bond, it's been nearly 2 years since the public learned that Norlite was burning PFAS-containing firefighting foam. What have we learned about incinerating these chemicals since then?
That it's still a terrible idea. None of the science has changed our early suspicions that incineration is not an effective way to break down these toxic chemicals. And indeed, trying to burn a firefighting foam may just be releasing toxins into the neighborhoods that line incinerators, neighborhoods that are often people of color and poor.
And what is still unknown about the after effects of Norlite's burning the AFFF?
Well, what we know is that Norlite burned the lion's share of the Department of Defense's stockpile of AFFF in a fairly reckless manner. The fallout of that burning for the Capital District is still a huge question. Some of my students and I took some samples of soil and water around the Norlite facility, which is tucked into a fairly densely populated neighborhood in the Capital Region. And we found what we considered alarming levels of PFAS that seemed to bear a strong resemblance to the composition of AFFF, the firefighting foam. New York State DEC also took some samples and looked, and they found their results inconclusive. So there are still a lot of questions about the fallout of this burning of AFFF at the Norlite facility in Cohoes.
The DEC monitor who was at Norlite during 2018 and 2019, the period during which Norlite was being paid to burn AFFF, has been removed and possibly moved to another facility. But besides that, no one has been held accountable. And after Norlite canceled its contract with the Department of Defense to burn AFFF, it was dropped from a lawsuit filed by Earth Justice in 2020. Can you comment on this lack of accountability, given your knowledge of the scope of this issue?
The things the DEC on-site monitor at Norlite said to the press were despicable. The DEC's monitor showed an abysmal, I mean, it's a horrific, a shocking disregard for public health concerns around the burning of AFFF. It's shocking to me that he still is employed by DEC, frankly. One of the difficulties, I think, of demanding more accountability on this is that one of the things we learned when we were given the kind of invoices of who was shipping AFFF to Norlite was that New York State DEC themselves was shipping AFFF to Norlite for incineration. The folks tasked with regulating this incinerator were also shipping their own hazardous waste to the incinerator.
And also in 2020, New York State banned the burning of AFFF. But we know from your research that this material is being burned elsewhere in the United States, and it's also being sent to fuel mixing facilities and being burned we don't know where. What are the implications of that?
Well, one of the most disturbing things we learned when we got the invoices from DOD of all of the AFFF shipments to incinerators was that a significant amount of this toxic firefighting foam was going to what's called fuel mixing sites, where hazardous waste or chemicals are mixed into fuel for incinerators. But with AFFF, the sort of the paper trail stopped there. And we don't really know where this AFFF-laden fuel went next. And there is some reason to suspect that it could have ended up in much more unregulated incinerators all across the U.S. And burnt in ways that could have spread these toxic chemicals into nearby neighborhoods.
What do we know from the effects that the health effects that firefighters have experienced, and what happens when you're exposed to AFFF firefighting foam?
Well, there's a worrisome body of research that's growing every day about the significant health impacts of this toxic firefighting foam to the firefighters who used it day in and day out for years. Firefighters were told it was as safe as dish soap, that you could wash your car with it, you could wash the truck with it, you could wash your clothes with it. Many of the firefighting equipment ended up being sort of saturated with these chemicals for their fire-resistant properties. The major chemical manufacturers of these chemicals knew from the beginning they were toxic, and that anyone who was exposed to them, those populations often developed really alarming health negative outcomes, cancers, reproductive issues, immune dysfunction, and others. And all of those health issues are now showing up in really worrisome trends among firefighters in the U.S.
So now that we know that the AFFF is being incinerated, that PFAS contamination and PFOA contamination is pretty ubiquitous, what is needed from a regulatory standpoint to get ahead of this problem?
To hold the polluters accountable, first and foremost. I mean, it always takes me back to realize just how difficult it is to hold the folks who dumped astronomical amounts of these toxic chemicals into our environment in full knowledge of their toxicity. The polluters need to be held accountable for all of the contamination that they participated in. Second, a lot of the communities that have discovered these chemicals in their water and soils are facing a problem that's going to be around for generations. And regulators need to begin to think out how they can invest resources to equip those communities to monitor this contamination over the long haul. This is not a problem you can simply remediate easily and quickly. It's a problem that kind of almost saturates the soil and the groundwater in ways that are extremely difficult to sort of figure out how to remediate. These communities need resources and investments for how to manage this problem over the long haul.
So the description for the event on Wednesday says that you will invite EPA officials and government officials to ask questions. What do you hope is going to come out of this panel?
Well, I would like EPA and others to, provide some clarity on this issue. As recently as I think 2 months ago, EPA put out a report that said incinerators can be used to destroy PFAS waste, including AFFF. And then two sentences later, they wrote, direct quote, "The effectiveness of incineration to destroy PFAS is currently not well understood." So you have EPA in one breath saying, we're still allowing folks to incinerate AFFF. Also, we don't know if incineration destroys these toxic chemicals. This has to change. This is not an acceptable stance for the Biden EPA's, authority over this issue.
So again, this event is being held on Wednesday, December 8th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. It's being hosted by Cancer Free Economy Network, and we've been speaking with Dr. David Bond at Bennington College. Any final comment, Dr. Bond?
No, I just hope to see a lot of folks out and shining a bright light on this ongoing absurdity.
Well, to register, you can find the link at facebook.com/lightsoutnorlight, or we'll also put the registration link in the description of this podcast on mediasanctuary.org. And thank you for your time, Dr. Bond.
Thank you so much for having me.